Welcome everyone to episode 11 of Around the Controller. I am your host David, and on this video podcast, every week we discuss what games we've been playing, how we're feeling about different games, and just general video game discussion topics. This week's topic is going to be our generation defining games for the past roughly 7 years, with whole PS4, Xbox One, including some Switch and PC and stuff. But
no Wii U games.
I mean, if you want to, but it'd be a mistake.
No, there was none.
Before we get to any of that, though, I am joined by our magnanimous leader, Zach.
Hello, hello.
The king of Boxtown, Chris.
I'm moving, if you can't tell. Last podcast from Box Zone. But also, look at these fucking sneakers that I realize I haven't posted in the Discord yet.
Damn, those are...
Oh my god.
God, that's VHS. Fucking cool.
I had so many VHSs with that exact box art.
Yeah, it came. It was supposed to come with a box that was one of those boxes, but it fucking didn't, because it came from, Putian, China. It's the fucking box is shredded to hell.
Box has been through hell.
And
but yeah, cool sneakers. Sorry.
And our last panelist here, the Ace Attorney, who I believe's never played Ace Attorney, Pridge.
Sure, I forgot about that.
While you guys are getting attacked by 5G, I'll be safe.
That's a good prop to just keep around.
Yep.
That is.
Oh god! If one day, if we're all in the same studio, we're going to have those just lying around.
Do we have any conspiracy theories on this channel yet? We need to start making some.
Like conspiracy theories about the world or about us?
Yeah, like real ones? Or like, yeah.
I mean, I prefer they weren't, just so we could, you know, laugh about them more. But
I mean, that Malaysia Airlines flight was absolutely a fucking... You know what? Never mind.
Yeah, what did we just say?
I could genuinely talk about that for like 6 hours, because it's very interesting. The conspiracies behind that are buck wild. They're very...
Listen, as long as I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Bush was behind...
Oh, I don't want to hear any deep state bullshit. I want to hear the fucking aliens plucked a fucking plane out of the sky. Like, that's what I want to fucking hear.
Did someone say deep state?
Hey, there it is. The Lizard People Super Secret Society Club.
Where'd you get that shirt, Fridge?
That's a bad
shirt. I found it online.
It's very powerful.
Oh my god.
My department at work, we went as conspiracy theorists for Halloween, so that's why I have a tinfoil hat and a goofy shirt. I don't just randomly open things.
You coward explaining it. Commit to the bit.
No, Pridge wants people to actually not disrespect him as a human being.
Fair.
I would love to be part of the Illuminati if they existed. And if they do, please hit me up. I really want to join.
Hook up your boy. But, I would tell you my phone number, but you already know.
Oh, jeez. All right. Let's swap it up this week. Pridge, why don't you tell us what you've been playing?
Okay. Not too much different than the last time we did this show, even though that was a while ago. I am playing trying to get all the main endings in Nier. I am in the midst of the third play through of it, or the third part of the story. So that's very, very fun.
Which character are you playing as?
I'm at the point where you can switch between 2A and 9S. At different story points.
Gotcha.
And I think I'm very close to being done with that, as I slowly watch my protagonist's mental state decline.
That honestly, that's a very good sentence to summarize that whole game.
Yeah.
How are you liking it?
I mean, again, good. I played one playthrough like last year, and then I think I just got distracted doing other stuff. It's a great game. It's a ton of fun, and I may mention it later in this episode anyway.
You're nearing one of the coolest boss fights in any video game ever.
That's neat.
The one where you delete System 32 for all the kids at home.
Spoiler. Otherwise,
no, that's a different ending. That's when you delete your operating system chip.
Otherwise, I've been playing some Hades, tried out Monster Camp once because that just came out, playing some Fire Emblem when I'm bored and don't want to leave my bed, and then grinding some Teamfight Tactics.
Nice. Also, if you're watching, look forward to us playing Monster Camp together on stream for Extra Life.
I'm gonna destroy you guys. I'm gonna destroy you guys.
I don't even know if it's competitive. I just know it's a multiplayer dating sim.
It's a competitive dating sim. You can try and sabotage each other.
Oh, this is gonna be great content.
I want all of you to end up single and alone while I get the girl or guy of my dreams.
I mean, you just have to do nothing and I'll do that.
It's a competitive dating sim, also known as high school.
Yeah.
Hey! I appreciate that.
I don't know if that joke makes sense, but I thought it was pretty good.
It made sense. I liked it. I watch friends get mad at each other because they both like the same girl in high school. That is a thing.
Yeah.
I never saw women in our high school.
I mean, I did, but there were women. Women still exist.
What's up, single sex man in high school?
I did too. Girls still exist, though.
Did they? I mean, you couldn't see them. That means they don't exist, right? Object permanence. Didn't have that back then. Chris, what have you been playing between all of your box fort Tetris?
Yeah, I've been fucking moving for 2 weeks, y'all. Packing up an apartment while having like a life sucks.
Yeah.
But let's see. What have I been playing? Playing Hades, which Bridge has also been playing. I know it's... Hey guys, Hades is a good video game. What do you fucking want from me? I'm back on the old school RuneScape kick in particular. As of the time of you guys watching this, so they do a thing called leagues, which are like limited game modes, basically where they change the like fundamental rules of RuneScape, which are very clever. Yes. I'm currently playing that. It's the Trailblazer Leagues. I went Kandarin for the first region, for anyone that gives a fuck, aka Rob and Rob only. what else have I been playing? I mean, you know, a little bit of League of Legends, a little bit of Teamfight Tactics. KDA song is like, it's eh. I haven't really had time to dump into any game because I've been busy. So I've been playing things that I can like pick up and put down very quickly. It's really all I got.
Yeah,
that's fair. You're going to be moved before holiday season of all the games, right?
I'm moving now. Like I moved.
I mean, like you're gonna be moved in and ready is more. What
yeah,
I
yeah, yeah. I'll be done Sunday.
Oh damn. Okay.
But I won't have internet until Monday, which is simply the worst. Well, like we'll have internet, but my office won't because I've been had.
That's rough, buddy. That's rough.
BC.
Zach, what are you playing?
Well, feel free to dunk on me for this because I was totally like. You know, I found my cartridge of Breath of the Wild and a month ago at this point, and I was like, okay, I'm going to start just like roughly playing through some of it again. And because I assumed that my girlfriend, who had mentioned that she'd wanted to start playing the game, would do so. And I'd be like, cool, when she does that, it'll delete over my save. I don't really care that much. I've already beat the game. And she hasn't started the game yet. And at this point, I beat two of the Divine Beasts. I've gotten like a third of the shrines. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm like, fuck, I might just power through and beat this thing. So that's where I'm at. My life is, my video game hours are pretty much only Breath of the Wild. Cause it is that for me, what I love about it so much is one of the many things is that it does totally become that one more thing.
It is definitely
as soon as you finish
that.
The shrine or do whatever, like whatever your objective is, you literally in the distance will see something and you'll be like, ooh, what's that? Ooh, piece of candy.
There's a lot of that.
Other than that, I played Dr. Mario randomly.
Sure.
Quite
the phone
a bit of
game
it.
Or
no, like no, the original, the OG. Randomly again. My girlfriend was like, hey, let's play Dr. Mario. Because we played it once in quarantine. She apparently really has a deep, dark history with Dr. Mario. It's very strange. Like, nobody does.
Killed her father.
Yeah. And, Baron, what's my rating for Breath of the Wild? 10 out of 10. Come on, baby.
Wrong answer. Sorry.
No, it's
Breath of the Wild 10 out of 10. It's got a different background. That's
true. Yeah, it's a different thing.
But she
was like, oh, there's a competitive mode in it. And basically, like, it'll set up a match. It's the exact same on both sides. And it's like whoever can solve or whoever dies first loses. And it's best 2 out of 3. It's such an addicting mode because you can totally set it up to be completely like, you can make it so there's only 4 matches you have to make. You can make it so there's like, you start with like the hardest level. We legitimately sat down and played it. I was like, oh, we'll play like a few rounds of this. And then we probably sat there for like almost 2 hours straight, just like, and it was suddenly like 1 in the morning. We're like, what the fuck just happened to us? I kicked her ass like every time, but
got her.
But except for the last game, it started getting close. And then the last game, I fucked up. And she
Zach unplugged the controller.
No, it was the worst part. She's like, okay, let's go to bed. And I was like, damn it. One more.
Not now.
But yeah. Surprisingly good game, only in that setting.
He did remind me that Mario 35, I played quite a bit of that.
Oh.
The Mario Battle Royale shtick.
Oh, yeah.
Did you enjoy it? Because what I've heard from most people is that it's fun for a few matches and then they got real sick of it.
That's the thing. Yeah, the games can drag on because honestly, so the shtick is the main thing you do is you shoot enemies over to your opponent's levels. But for the most part, if you're just spamming fireball, nothing's going to ever kill you. So like you're not it's not that you're sending things over that are going to like change how your opponent is playing. It's you're waiting for your opponent to fuck up.
Yeah. That can drag, I imagine.
Which unlike like Tetris 99 where like you're actively like throwing a different block at someone can just destroy them.
And there's more strategy, I would think, to Tetris 99, because you can bank when you're going to destroy someone.
And another thing that also is a bad system is that you gain time for killing stuff. So, like, you actually can just, like, wait for your opponent to send a bunch of things over, and then if you're near any of the star points, because you only go through, like, 5 or 6 levels in a loop, at least as far as I saw, and 2 of them have stars on them, so you just get a star, and then just you just gained 100 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't sound like my jam.
Yeah, it's flawed.
All right.
How much stuff, David?
So, not a whole lot of different things. I finished Crash 4. I talked about that last time. So that's done. That was fun. It dragged a little bit for me right at the end. I think it was just a tad bit too long. I tried to, like, 100% some of the levels, and let me tell you, fuck that. That game, that is the hardest Crash game that has ever been made. There are so many things to do. There are so many time trials. And apparently, even after the Platinum Relics, which are, if you've played Crash before, the time trial relics, they go like Silver, Gold, Platinum. There's a purple one now. The purple one is the best time from any of the developers.
Oh, that's cool, actually. Which is, it's dev.
It's super cool, but fuck that.
Also,
it's way too hard. There's so much to do. If you love Crash and love 100% in Crash, you can sunk tens if not hundreds of hours into this fucking game. If you are me and you like Crash but not that much, you got 10 to 15 hours, which is what I got out of it.
Right, yeah.
So like it was fun. Like, as soon as I stopped trying to 100% the levels as I was playing them, and not, I say 100%, I mean get all the crates. When I stopped trying to do that, honestly, it was more fun. So, if you're not playing to 100% the whole thing and you want to play Crash 4, just don't worry about the crates. Just platform and have fun. The masks were super cool, though. The levels towards the end had, like, all the masks combined, and I wish they did that earlier, but... I also played Star Wars Squadrons, finished the story for that. It was fine. And I don't know about you, Chris. I know you played it when I did initially, but I kind of fell off as soon as... Like, I had no desire.
I really want to play more of it, but, like...
I lost the desire to play the multiplayer. Like, I just... As I finished the single player, I was like, this is fine. I can see if you're really into Sims, this is probably your jam. But for me, yeah. A game that I have talked about on the show many a time, Tales of Symphonia. I went back and finished the Platinum Trophy. It took me collectively 4.5 playthroughs, 170 and a half hours over 3.5 years to do. But it's done.
Was that a title of a Kingdom Hearts game thrown in there?
170 over 3.5 years.
I'm not joking. I literally like looked away for a second and I was like, wait, did he mention a Kingdom Hearts game in there?
If anyone ever tries to
be like, hours over 3.5 years,
if anyone ever tries to be like, oh, you should really play the Kingdom Hearts spin-off games, they're actually very good, just say 358 over 2. Like, and that's it. They have no grounds to argue with you at that point. That is the name of a game in that franchise. Fuck off.
It's also one of the best games in that franchise, but
story-wise, it's fucking cool as shit.
Yeah, that's what I meant. So I'm finished with that. I've played that game a lot. I love that game. And recently I have been playing Super Mario Galaxy in 3D All-Stars. I'd finished 64 in Sunshine, so it was time to do Galaxy. Galaxy's pretty good. I'm a little over the planet shtick after, like,
I hate to tell you this. It's the whole game.
Oh, I know. I'm literally at the end. So, like, I've done the main 5 galaxies or whatever. I have 60 stars. I can go do Peach's thing or whatever the hell. I haven't yet, but I can. And I unlocked, like, the garden thing on the top. So all I'm going to do is probably play through the levels in the garden a couple times each and then go do Peach's thing, whatever the fuck that is.
The Chow Garden?
No, it's like the secret galaxy.
Chow Garden. I know. Chow Garden was good, right?
No, Chow Garden was the best part of any Sonic game ever made.
Why have they not brought that back?
Because, I'm sorry, when I think of games that are handled well, Sonic, not high on my list.
I was going to say, when has Sonic done anything right in the past 10 years?
I was going to say, I don't think Sonic is even under consideration to be on the list.
Hey, he made an okay movie earlier this year.
I guess.
Yeah, isn't that something? The best thing Sonic's done in the last 10 years is probably a freaking movie.
Yeah, it's
an okay movie.
That's fucking sad.
But Super Mario Galaxy is pretty fun. There are a couple of the planets that legit got me dizzy, and I'm not a person that usually gets dizzy, like, while playing games. Just, like, the way the camera is. I fucking hate the camera in that game more than any of the other Mario games I've played.
It's rough at times.
It's rough all the time. And I'm swimming, and it's just like, no, you can't move the camera. I'm like, why? Because you're swimming. Okay. Sure. There's a void behind me that I could move the camera to, but sure, Nintendo, why not? That's really my only complaint about the game. Otherwise, it's pretty good.
Would you say that it's out of this world?
No.
I'd be angry at you for saying such.
It's just pretty good. I think at this point, I haven't played Galaxy 2, but I'm pretty solid on Odyssey being the best 3D Mario at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, but that's fine.
Which one is it for you, Pridge? I'm not gonna make a long thing.
Galaxy 2 and then Galaxy 1.
Oh, see, I don't like Galaxy more than Odyssey, but I could see, like, Galaxy 2.
I don't like staring at a random taxi in the sky for 10 seconds to get a moon.
I don't like playing as Spring Mario for fucking 15 minutes.
I like that better than staring at random parts of the sky hoping to get a moon.
Welcome to the Mario Cast. Here we're talking, breaking down all your top 10 Mario moons.
B Mario's cool. Spring Mario can fuck off. That's my whole take on Galaxy. With that, unless there are any complaints, I think we should move on to the topic of the show.
Do it
with our slightly different overlay that actually transitioned. It worked. Oh, yay! No. It functioned. Praise. I wasn't positive that would work.
Is this another Excel spreadsheet episode? Yeah, it is. Fuck off. Got a big whoop. Want to fight about it?
Looks good.
Do you want genuine content where we actually discuss things live and it's not all pre-canned and we make shit up? Congratulations, that means you get an Excel sheet and not a graphic. Fuck off.
So what's going to be the format of this? We're just going to list games and argue about them later, or say a game and then fight about it for 20 minutes?
I will cut us off hella before 20 minutes.
Well, yeah.
Fuck that.
That was called hyperbole.
That's called a previous episode of Brown.
My plan was to generally just, we talk about a game, put it on the list, and then at the end, we'll decide on a number to limit it to and cut stuff.
Okay.
Or we just won't decide a number. It's free flowing. Whatever, man.
Fuck it.
Works for me.
I want to kick us off on this one because there's one. This is a game I've literally only played one time that I don't think there's an argument against, but that other people may not mention. That's Fortnite.
Yeah, I was literally going through like my list and I was like, "Interesting. I'm a goddamn idiot. I have to put Fortnite on here."
Yeah.
Fortnite's on everything, played by everyone, is a cultural phenomenon. There's, as much as I don't personally enjoy Fortnite that much, yeah. I think it is a defining game of this generation. And I think in terms of battle royales, is the, if we're talking about battle royales specifically that define a generation, it's Fortnite for me. That's coming from someone who played PUBG a lot and liked PUBG. It's Fortnite.
Ah, you poor bastard.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, because I would have put PUBG up there as the like antithesis of Fortnite.
And I would, Bowen, I would put Apex above PUBG, but probably below Fortnite.
See, I would say quality wise, I definitely agree with you because Apex is a fantastic battle royale. I mean, I play a fuckload of it. I got to platinum that game. I don't grind anything that hard unless I thoroughly enjoy it. But it's just that, like, it didn't define the genre so much as it, like, it took the definition and, like, refined it to a good video game.
And here's the thing. I think that's more important sometimes.
I would agree with that in general.
So this, that's honestly why, that's
that
honestly
theme
why
will come back
impact.
Later. Promise you.
Yeah,
that theme will be coming back.
We and mentioned like, it in the pre-stream, but I totally fucked up. And you told us that the title was Generation Defining Games, but I wrote my list to the most important games of the generation, which is not quite the same thing, although there's definitely some overlap.
It's not quite the same. And if we're talking important, the argument I think is there that PUBG is more important than Fortnite because it really laid the ground for Fortnite and for Apex. Fortnite is probably equally important in my mind, but for different reasons. It's not important for like making BR a thing.
Mm-hmm.
If its importance, and this is going to go into the defining part too, is a live service game that is well supported, that is engaging different mediums too, because like Fortnite has fucking concerts in the game, they have movie trailers, which that one I think is stupid, but whatever. The concerts I think are cool.
Fucking Star Wars debuts in Fortnite.
Yeah,
that's the future of fucking transmedia bullshit.
The concert thing was cool. I don't like the movie trailers, but like in terms of transmedia, I think Fortnite's really pushing that more than any other game has in the past. I mean, we've had crossovers with fucking like advertising for Doritos and Mountain Dew, but we don't get a ton of actual media
for the gamers out there.
We had those cool Mountain Dew game fuel pets in World of Warcraft back in like 2007, but
this one's for the gamers.
I didn't know that was even a thing.
Yeah, they made pets and you got a different one depending on whether you bought the Horde or the Alliance game fuel, and you could battle them in game.
That kicks ass.
It was pretty cool, I'm not gonna lie.
Did I tuned out to check on information, but did you mention it's like also the game that popularized battle passes?
I didn't. That's also true. I think it
technically didn't start it, but as far as I can tell, there's only two other games that used it before, and I would not associate battle passes with them.
Fortnite did a lot to popularize a bunch of concepts that had already been made up, but really bundle them together, popularize them, and
did them better.
Do them well, yeah.
Fortnite is the Roman Empire of video games, end sentence.
Pretty much.
That's actually it. Honestly, that's a good fucking...
That's a really good analogy. God damn.
Yeah.
And now they're slowly crumbling.
They're running out of shit to steal from Apex now.
But that's my shtick for Fortnite. Zach, what you got?
Well, I figure let's put the obvious ones on first. And for me, it's Breath of the Wild. Literally, not just
I don't agree, but like, go ahead, because I'll explain why I don't agree later. I think you'll understand where I'm coming from.
That's fair. I mean, literally, first off, it is like a breath of fresh air for the open world genre. Pardon the pun, but like. I think a lot of people were getting very fatigued with open world games. Chris, you and I think disagree strongly on this, that I think Breath of the Wild's open world has a decent amount of things to do.
I think it has jack shit to do.
Literally, just before, we were saying it's the perfect like one more thing game. Like, oh, you see that? Oh, let me do that. Oh, let me do that. Oh, let me do that. I think that's the jam. And I think it's very good at that. Also, I could go off script, but I also wrote that more importantly, this was the game that launched the Nintendo Switch, without which maybe it wouldn't have succeeded as a console.
Nope, I bought it day one because Breath of the Wild was on it.
Yeah, where would Nintendo be if they had another Wii U on their hands?
Somehow still fine because Nintendo.
Yeah, still fine, probably.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, if the Switch had come out and then 6 months later Odyssey had come out, people still would have bought that shit.
But would it? But would it have already be beating Xbox in sales?
No,
probably not.
Yeah, it's up for debate. I think it's an interesting conversation, but no, I think Breath of the Wild is going to. Influence a lot of games moving forward. I mean, obviously we're seeing it with Genshin and with Gods and Monsters. I'm not calling it Immortals Phoenix Rising.
Phoenix.
But I think...
FedEx.
I think going into the next generation, we're also going to see more games take parts of Breath of the Wild and use them. Chris, I'm not saying there's not bad parts of the game.
I'm mostly in agreement with you on this. Chris, did you have
I can both drop one and sort of give my point against Breath of the Wild in the same go here. So Dark Souls 1. And
that
I know
PS3?
The exactly. So the point here is that game didn't come out in this time frame, but I would argue that it did define this time frame because there was so much goddamn bullshit trying to be the Dark Souls of blank. Which, as Pridge and I have both said before, is a bunch of fucking horseshit.
I still think, no, it violates the rules, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't agree at all.
So I actually had a different look at that. So Demon's Souls came out on PS3, Dark Souls came out on PS3. Dark Souls 2 was also PS3, wasn't it?
Yes.
End of the console.
Bloodborne and Dark Souls 3 were
and then Bloodborne came out before Dark Souls 3, though, right?
Correct.
Okay. So I had actually had on my list... I had had on my list Bloodborne.
Bloodborne is my... like, it should be on this list because it's fucking fantastic.
I actually have reasons for Bloodborne over Dark Souls 1. So... I think that a lot of that being the Dark Souls of blank started on PS3. I think a lot of it...
Really?
I do. I think it started there. I think some of it leaked into this gen. But my real point is I think the actual success of Bloodborne pushed that further. Sure, critics, people were like, oh, this is the Dark Souls of this. I think Bloodborne helped enable that because Bloodborne took the Dark Souls algorithm, basically, of this is a game that's difficult. Because realistically, Demon's Souls, Dark Souls, Dark Souls 2 are all relatively the same game. Like, they've got some differences, but it's essentially a punishing game. You have to learn every single area. You have to learn every single boss. You dodge, you get a swipe in. You dodge, 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 get a swipe in. Bloodborne showed really the games industry as a whole that you can take that core of it's difficult, you need to know the boss fights, and still have other elements, because Bloodborne's like, you can still be aggressive in a Dark Souls type game. And I think Bloodborne's existence and development enabled other genres to take that Dark Souls formula more easily. Because no, like, realistically, no one wanted to make a Dark Souls of blank, because Dark Souls, while crit, like, it made them money, it's not like, well, yeah, I just mean, like, in terms of bigger third parties, Dark Souls is commercially successful, but it's not out there selling 20 million copies. It's not an Assassin's Creed. It just isn't. So for games like Breath of the Wild to take in Dark Souls mechanics, I think Bloodborne was a necessary step for that to happen, where they had to have things that weren't just, this is punishingly difficult and you have to dodge stuff. It's like, okay, we can have that and also have you be aggressive, have it be, because out of all the Dark Souls games, or I shouldn't say Dark Souls, out of all the Souls-like games, Bloodborne is the only one where a ton of people I know that don't really like Dark Souls play the shit out of it. Because it's not just sitting there being passive, it's a lot more aggressive.
It did penetrate and reach a different,
yeah,
a bunch of different people who, yeah, I agree. I know people who didn't like Dark
Souls. Is there a problem with the fact that, like, we haven't really seen the effect of Bloodborne leech into other shit the way we have with Souls?
I think we have. It's just in the guise of a Souls.
Okay.
I also,
because they're still incredibly similar. Like, let's not say they're not.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I just think it needed that step.
I agree with Pritch too, where I don't think you can put a PlayStation 3 game on this.
That's my thing to Breath of the Wild. Like, Breath of the Wild, obviously influential, and it's going to be, especially in the next generation. But,
does Bloodborne have a U in it?
No. R-O-R-N-E. Okay. Like, we're not seeing the immediate effect of, like, how games are changing because of Breath of the Wild until right now, which is the end of the console cycle. I mean, Immortals Fenyx Rising is literally the next console cycle.
Yeah, I mean, but we've got Genshin that is current. Hell, yeah, Genshin's like, fucking a mobile game. Like,
yeah, but I think Genshin came out fucking like minute 99 of minute 100 of this console cycle. Like, yeah. It came out this.
Yeah, but it only came out 3 years ago. Like, it takes a long time to make a video.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So, like, the last
I think that's Chris's argument for Dark Souls. My argument against Dark Souls is that the first one came out long enough before the console generation ended for people to pick it up.
I mean,
especially
if
you include Demon's Souls.
I don't, because I think the Demon's Souls is like, now it's kitsch to be like that was the good one before everything. But like, most people started playing with Dark Souls.
I don't think people say that's the good one. I think people say that's the precursor. That's what started it.
Yeah, that's true. You're not a real Souls fan if you didn't play Demon's Souls.
That's probably true.
But I don't want to fight for this too hard. Bloodborne is fine to be on the list in place of it. It is the representation. It's same thing with what we're saying with Apex and Fortnite. Like, that's, hey, we figured it out. We made it a good game.
We'll revisit this not on the gen thing later. Pridge, what you got?
I will just throw in Witcher 3 Wild Hunt.
Yeah.
As you should. A correct opinion.
Oh, also, I did want to, while you're typing that out, I looked it up. Dark Souls, the three games have sold collectively 27 million copies. 10 million of those come from Dark Souls 3.
Wow, the worst one.
The best selling is.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I know it's successful, but I don't think it's crazy. Like,
it's almost 10 million for each game. I think that's pretty damn
good. Okay, that's Dark Souls. That's not including Demon's Souls.
Yes, that's just Dark Souls, not Demon.
Yeah, okay, that's pretty good though.
What did Bloodborne sell by itself?
I'll look it up. Talk about Witcher 3.
Yeah, Bloodborne did less because it's only PlayStation.
Yeah. I was just wondering what it still did though.
2 million.
That's it?
It's actually pretty low. I thought it's so much better than
that. Yeah,
that's low. That's as of the end of 2015.
Oh, okay.
That's fucking 5 years ago.
That's literally a few months after it came out.
Yeah.
Oh, it came out in March.
Oh, I thought it was later than that. I thought it was summer. Yeah, whatever. Do we really need to talk about Witcher 3? I feel like that's just a fucking given.
Yeah, I mean, don't really know what else to say besides it's like, a massive and very good game.
Look, I don't like the Witcher series. I think Geralt's a really boring protagonist. That game fucking kicks ass. What do you want from
me? I'm not a huge fan. Like, I like Witcher 3, but I'm not like, this is a 10 out of 10 game for me. But
yeah, I'm in the same boat, but I still like understand that it was a huge game for this generation. Yeah,
it had way too much bloat for me, but like, the influence it has had on the industry is huge.
The 100-hour JRPG players.
I mean, I only do that for games I absolutely love. Tales and funny. But, like, Witcher 3 clearly has affected other studios, and I think it's affected the public view of video game development.
I would agree with that.
Of, like, yo, Western studios, these people in Poland who have only made two Witcher games that realistically did not sell fantastically, they sold well enough, but they weren't like crazy. They made an extremely solid, giant open world RPG that is relatively bug free. It has bugs, but not like when Witcher 3 came out, people literally just looked straight fucking at Bethesda and were like, yo,
fix your shit.
Actually, I just thought of something. What if for Naughty Dog's next game, because in my head I'm comparing the perfectionism of the developers of CDPR mm-hmm. and Naughty Dog and the lengths that they're willing to go with crunch and everything.
And the lengths they'll abuse their staff.
Exactly.
Yep.
And they also make games that are generally super well lauded and reviewed. Why doesn't Naughty Dog try and make an action RPG, because God knows nobody talks about how good the shooting is in their games.
Because no one talks about how the shooting is in their games. So why would they? Oh, you mean like, you mean remove the shooting and make like a third person?
Yeah.
Okay.
And here's CDPR saying, hey, we made one of the best action RPGs of all time. Let's make a shooter.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point.
Look, no one's going to be doing any shooting in Cyberpunk. Everyone's just going to be fucking. Everyone's gonna go to the fucking skin shop, find like, oh, what can I do for both dick and or other genitalia options? Crank to fucking max. That's it. That's the video. That's what Cyberpunk is. You're all waiting for this game that got pushed 21 days. That's all it is.
Oh,
how
man.
Big can we make the hog?
Dick sliders, dick and boob sliders. That's it.
Oh God.
Yeah, I also put Witcher 3 on my list, and yep, I said
me too.
For me, the standout thing with Witcher 3 that I don't think any other game has come close to replicating is CDPR's ability to write quests.
Yeah, the writing in that game is, oh my God.
I don't 100% agree, but...
Yeah, I don't agree with that as much.
I think
most of the quests are follow this person to this spot, follow these footprints to this spot.
I'm talking about the actual like dialogue and writing of like in-universe stuff.
Also, it's better. It's above par for sure. I'll give it that.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't play it nearly as long as you guys did. I probably put in like 20 to 25 hours, but I do remember like several quests in the game where I was just like talking to some fucking random peasant that had like an exclamation mark above their head and like, "What's up? What's your quest?" And they'd be like, "Oh, oi, governor, me daughter died in the well over there." And I'm like, "Okay, let's go check out the well." And it's like, you go there and Geralt's like, oh, we better read this diary, this little girl's diary before she died. Oh shit, her father was a
fortune.
Of that, she turned into a vengeful ghost. And in order to pacify a vengeful ghost, you have to collect the mandrake root from this thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just talked to a random peasant lady, and now I got all this backstory on her family. What
As
the fuck?
Someone who plays MMOs,
that's just how quests work.
Yeah.
That is not unique in the slightest, not to be sick about it.
Again,
that's not
to
unique
me,
in the
I was going to say, I still think it's above par. I think that's more a telling of how bad some of the quest writing is in Western RPGs.
Yeah,
I was on your side, Zach, and I'm walking out. I thought you were talking about like dialogue stuff, not fucking.
Definitely. I mean, the dialogue's great too. When the one king's like, "Oh yeah, I buried my unborn child, and now they're a ghost. What are you mad at me for, Geralt?" And it's like, "Cause you're a fucking asshole, guy." That's great.
Oh god. All right, I'm moving on. I've got one that I know some people here will hate. Overwatch.
Oh. Yeah, I thought about putting that on, but I just can't.
Not for the quality of the game, but for the popularization of hero shooters, it has infected everything.
You are right on that.
I mean, unfortunately, he's right. I think the point of get generation defining games, they don't necessarily have to be great games.
Well, personally, I like Overwatch.
I think Overwatch is pretty bad, but I cannot deny the impact it made.
It's a really cool game. It's a shame that it is like one of the worst balanced pieces of shit I've ever seen.
I really loved Overwatch at launch before everyone figured out meta. Like, that was probably the best period of Overwatch for me. But like,
I would agree with that. The meta in that game is dog shit boring.
But after like a year, once they started releasing a lot of new characters, I think it really went over the rails for me. But
a lot with new characters. They've released like six total since launch.
It's more than that, but it's a lot more than that, trust me. Yeah. But like they really did make hero shooters something that is popular and fucking every by our argument earlier of game mechanics being picked up by other people, hero shooters are everywhere. It's in fucking COD now. Like,
and that's why I still think there's an argument to put Apex on this list separately, as it sort of combined the best from Fortnite's Battle Royale and Overwatch's hero shooter to actually make the best of both of them. Which is sort of why I still feel you can put Apex on here.
Apex on for now.
I would resist putting both Apex and Fortnite, but that's fine. We can cut the fat later.
Trim it. All right, if we're gonna trim the fat later, let's move this along. Zach, what you got?
Listen, you listed Overwatch. I want to list the also great hero shooter Battleborn. Oh. That was a bad joke. GTA 5.
I hate it, but you're right. Even though that technically came out last gen,
it's multi-genre defining.
Well, it's more. Yeah. It came out on PS3 and Xbox 360.
It literally is. I'm pretty sure the highest grossing game of all time.
Yeah,
I actually do have a question about that. Yes, it sold super well, but what did GTA 5 do to define anything?
That's fair.
I'm just a little curious. What did it do new? What did it do new or unique to define the generation?
The online capabilities of it, the online play, because people can go in, you can mod and create your own like mode essentially, and then people
hold the fuck up on that one.
No, listen, other games have done that.
No. That's not where I was gonna go with it.
Okay.
GTA, let me rephrase, Rockstar specifically cracked down on that for years. Years
before they giving up, like
cracked down on mods. Like, and changing their online before they realized, oh god, these people make better games than we do. Like, fuck.
Quick aside on the Overwatch argument, 10 characters since launch, which is not a lot.
I mean, it's not a ton, but I also don't think they needed a ton. They also did a lot of new maps and modes and stuff. So that's true.
I would say they, with the amount of maps they've added, I would say it's quite
maps impressive. Modes. They added a whole like create your own mode thing that was really cool. I'm gonna leave GTA 5 on here, but I'm unless you got something else, I'm leaning towards later removing it, because although I think it is 100% one of the most popular games of the generation. 100%.
I mean, like, I would say that like you don't have to innovate to define a genre. If it is the game, when you're talking about video games in that 7 years period of 2013 to 2020, there is a substantial chance you are talking about Grand Theft Auto.
That's fair.
I'll say this. I have no fucking clue how they can possibly top this with GTA 6.
That's why it doesn't exist.
Exactly. Because as soon as they put out GTA 6, it's not going to have all the infrastructure that GTA 5 has built up over literally 7 years. And because of that, people are going to say, oh, fuck this, and go back to playing GTA 5.
Welcome to the issue and with Rockstar live service games.
They're laughing all the way to the bank.
Well, no. I mean, eventually, probably 3 years down the line, GTA 6 will be better and people will start playing it. But like, it's basically like an old school RuneScape situation where people will just be like, oh, GTA 5 did it best. So we're just going to keep going back to playing that.
We're making that an ATAC topic later. Okay. Cool. Live service games, the best or the worst? All right, Chris, what you got?
Old school RuneScape? No.
I fucking put you in the ground.
It's an excellent game.
It's a terrible game, but we're not talking about that.
Great game. Cowards just don't understand, man. Hear me out. Enter the Gungeon.
This was actually on my list too.
I don't agree, but I'm open to being convinced otherwise.
There are.
Mitchell, you make your point first, and I'll either add on or make my own point.
There are a lot of really good roguelikes this generation. Starting with Rogue Legacy, which sort of like, I don't want to say repopularized, but definitely made a good push to people be like, hey, roguelikes, they're fucking cool, right? And like, you know, then games, same thing we talked about before, like Fortnite and Apex Legends, like figuring out the style and figuring out the thing and getting back to it. Enter the Gungeon is like, as far as like accessibility for a roguelike goes, it's perfect. It's utterly perfect. You don't need prior knowledge. You don't need. It's not like Dead Cells where you need to like learn how to mechanically do weird things in a game that's explained poorly. Fuck off, Dead Cells.
I agree. It
is just like hit gun, shoot, go. That's it. That's all you need. And like it's quick. It's dispensable. Roguelikes are a big fucking thing right now. We're talking about Hades literally twice in the show already. Like in a generation that was not defined by, but has a shitload of roguelikes. This one is a lot of people played it. It's very easy accessible and it's big.
Yeah, I did look it up. It did sell more than 3 million copies, which surprised me. I didn't think
that's a lot more than I would have thought.
Yeah, I was going to say like Rogue Legacy and Binding of Isaac sort of put roguelikes on the map, but mm-hmm. Enter the Gungeon cleaned the formula up.
Yeah.
And that led to the proliferation of roguelikes, is how clean Enter the Gungeon made that formula.
When did Enter the Gungeon come out?
2017.
Oh, that's wow. That's further back than I thought.
I was gonna guess 16.
I was gonna guess 15.
Huh. It might have been an early access before that, but its actual launch was 2017.
Oh, that's a good point. I think about that.
I mean, I don't give a shit about roguelikes, so I mean, that's not it for me. But
I mean, it's a frustrating thing where I don't necessarily think it. I would put it on a list of generation defining games, but it is also my personal favorite roguelike. So I'm like,
Again, I think it is the best roguelike.
But is it the generation defining roguelike?
Yes,
it has to be that or Darkest Dungeon, and I think it's
good. Really, Darkest Dungeon above Gungeon?
As far as genre, once again, generation defining has nothing to do with quality.
I would put
Hades above all the other roguelikes.
Quality wise, yes, complete, but that is complete recency bias.
Totally, but it is the hot game, and I don't think we've seen a roguelike ever become as like mass popular as Hades has in such a short period of time.
I don't know, man. When Gungeon first came out, I saw a lot of random people hopping on that.
It was absolutely Twitch bait, and so was Darkest Dungeon for his point.
Hey,
a much smaller point, but still.
This channel got affiliated because I played Enter the Gungeon for like a month straight and got affiliated with the game.
There we go.
I just named the stream, I will teach you how to play Enter the Gungeon. And people
around
just
the
monitor, watch me.
Around the monitor defining games. Enter the Gungeon.
Pridge, give us another game.
It's all just roguelikes, RuneScape, fucking bad RPGs,
Tales games, and Psychonauts.
And Psychonauts.
I'll just stick with ones that probably don't have a huge mass amount of pushback, and I'll say Nier. Nier Automata.
Nier Automata?
Nier.
That's what I say. Apparently it is Automata.
Oh, it's Automata?
Apparently it is Automata. Automata makes more sense.
Whatever. I mean, the guy who made GIF calls it GIF, and he's fucking wrong. And we're not getting into it here.
It's because it's Automaton, but like still.
Whatever.
Massive, again, huge game. Very influential. Incredibly fun hack and slash. constantly talked about, universally acclaimed, and Spawn just so much cosplay.
Did it, Yoko Taro, we salute you.
I know it's relatively recent because Nier's, what, that was like, what, 2017, I think? That sounds right.
2018, maybe?
Yes, it was 2018.
Wait, really?
I'm fairly certain.
Fuck.
Googling. 2017, Dave's right.
It was? Damn.
I was going to say, it has, I think, one of the same problems as Breath of the Wild is that I don't think we're seeing a ton of its influence yet.
I agree with that. I mean, it only came out 3 years ago, but...
yeah.
Because like, I think Breath of the Wild has had more influence on games in this generation than Nier has.
I agree with that.
I feel like Nier's legacy is almost... It's weird. It's almost more like the director's legacy... Mm-hmm. Or like Yoko Taro, who was just making weird ass Dragon Guard games for 15 years, and now you know like Square Enix is like, give this guy whatever the fuck he wants.
That's actually a really good point. It did launch Yoko Taro into
another level.
I mean, I wouldn't call that a generation defining characteristic.
Well,
I think like it opened a lot of people up to a different part of Japanese gaming. That I think it's a spectacle fighter, but it's also very story driven. Also has a lot of character. It also has a lot of like weird meta ingressing stuff. That is like, man, Japan loves that fucking shit.
Yeah,
I do.
I think whereas
hey, you guys love Tales games. How Symphonia fucking Midway Switch when the spoiler man is the bad guy.
Which spoiler man? There's two at the same time.
Exactly.
I think Breath of the Wild's influence on games is obviously much more from a game mechanic standpoint. Obviously, nobody's looking at Breath of the Wild and saying, well, I'm going to copy that story. But I think Nier Automata... Yeah, exactly. I think Nier Automata, I think its legacy will be its unique storytelling that I think people will try and experiment with doing things based on that, because again, the way they tell the story in that game is fucking radical.
I also think we'll see more of, this is not new, it's not specific to Nier, but I think we're going to see a lot more of games doing the thing where it's like, we are multiple game genres at once. We're a shmup and a spectacle fighter, where like, you know, you can do stuff like that.
That's true.
Yeah, agreed.
All right, I got one.
Cool.
Undertale.
Yeah.
You are correct. That is a correct choice.
Similar, it launched the career of Toby Fox.
Well, I don't think that's why it should be on
there. That's not what makes it. Yeah.
Okay. Like, it's virality. It's really putting indie games on the map again. I think it really popularized that, oh, like, three people can make a fucking amazing game.
Undertale was so popular and so influential that Tumblr died because of it. Now, that's not true, but if you just looked at the timeline of things, it would seem that I'm correct.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? I totally forgot a game actually came out in this time period.
Which game is that, Zach? Regale us.
Shovel Knight.
Oh.
Oh. I thought that was earlier.
Sure.
Same. I thought it was last gen, too, because it came out on the Wii U.
Fucking. I backed it and got it on my DS like fucking chump.
Wait, it was on the DS?
3DS.
3DS.
I knew what you meant, but still.
Yeah. That's where I played it. That's
oh, I guess, that's the, I guess the Switch didn't come out to 2017.
That's where my backer copy went. Yeah, I was going to get it on the Wii U.
All right. Yeah, I think Shovel Knight should be on there. Just.
I think Undertale matters more. But
I agree.
Yeah.
What day? But I think Shovel Knight.
What about as Hollow Knight just being the better version of Shovel Knight?
I thought about putting Hollow Knight on my list too, and I kind of agree with that.
They both have Knight in the title, but and they're both indie, but I agree that I actually haven't played Hollow Knight. I really desperately need to, because
you do.
It would be absolutely shit. Yeah.
All right, Chris, we'll trim this in a bit. I want to get it moving.
Persona 5.
Yes, he is correct. I haven't played it, and I know he's still correct, though.
Preferences for Royal, or just doesn't matter, really?
It
doesn't matter. Royal is the better game, but like they're
it's more of the same though, right?
It's a game of fucking inches. Yeah, it's more of the same, and P5 is a good fucking game. What do you want from me?
What did P5 do like different?
Style, jazz.
No, I mean it's in a weird way, it's kind of like near where it's like it JRPGs, I think, are very traditionally a thing that most of them are fantasy. Most of them are your Final Fantasy likes. And P5, Persona is presented in such a different style than other JRPGs. It's very like, we're cool. And like, you have like, you know, the whole social aspect of like the school aspect of it, which is very interesting. Yeah, I think solely for it's solely for how, I mean, the game sold fucking fantastically. It made Atlus say, yeah, it made Atlus say, this is now our core franchise. We are the people who bring you Persona. Please,
I mean,
come back.
Was that not what they already were?
No, because they're fucking insane people who are like, Guilty Gear is a flagship franchise for us. Which, like, yeah, I fucking guess.
It's like, I know P4 came out fucking
genuinely one of the worst run video game companies that exist.
That's pretty accurate. But like,
there's Sega levels of incompetence.
I know P4 came out literally like a decade before P5. It was on the fucking PS2. They skipped a whole generation. But like,
like speaking as like going back, I played P4 Golden when it came out on Steam. PlayStation P5 is such a fucking well-crafted game. It's fucking great. All the music's always gonna be good. Like it just works so much better. And even if it is like it's weird. It feels dated in that way that like why can't I date the boys? Come on, Japan.
You know why? Like, it's Japan.
Yeah, exactly. But like it feels so much more fresh and modern environment. It feels. Especially for a JRPG, which I mean, I think we've mentioned before, they all have it like not antiquated, but like old style feel to them. It feels very fresh and new and cool. Also, the game's good. Put it on there.
I won't take away from it.
Pritch. Oh, sorry, Zach, go ahead.
I was gonna say we have been recording an hour now.
Yeah,
also,
I think we had like 10 or 15 minutes of pre-stream and dicking around.
Yeah. Baron does say, if you're gonna talk about Hollow Knight, what about Ori?
Yeah, I thought about putting both of those on my list.
And I would say, if we're talking about Ori, what about Cuphead?
I would say
I think those are very different games, but
all three of these games, while good and like, hey, yay, platformers that are kind of difficult, have any of them had that big of an impact? Cuphead, outside of its novelty and the fact that the game is fucking like really cool looking, have we seen like has it done much to the games industry?
Yeah, Cuphead is very novel and good. I don't know if it's a. I don't know how much it's defined anything. Ori and Hollow Knight, I would have more of a conversation about. How about how Hollow Knight influenced Ori and the Will-O-Wisps?
Boom.
Did it?
Yes, it absolutely did.
The extra combat additions to Will-O-Wisps are absolutely straight out of Hollow Knight.
Okay.
100%.
I mean, they had a lot of extra stuff that was not combat related; that was entirely their own. But yeah,
right. But the increased
inclusion
amount
of
combat,
a sword,
right? The increased amount of combat in Will-O-Wisps is absolutely them going, sword. "Damn, Hollow Knight is our God. Game." And but all whatever. My point is,
your point's there, Pridge.
All right. Here's an interesting one. Destiny 2.
I was thinking about Destiny.
I put Destiny 1, but I will accept Destiny 2. We have to include one of them.
Destiny 2 is the better game.
I think Destiny 2 just really kicked the game as a service looter shooter into the forefront, and the fact that it's still going quite strong is pretty impressive.
It made Borderlands good.
I mean, apart from maybe Fortnite, is Destiny not the biggest games of service?
League of Legends?
Yeah, you're right.
I just love it. Yeah. Fuck.
Also, I don't know that because it came out fucking 2009 and petered out at the beginning of the gen.
I think that.
Why is Dark Souls 1 on this list?
Dark Souls 1 can be taken off. I think
League should be on this list. It absolutely defined this generation of game. Are you fucking kidding me?
I guess esports, yeah.
Yeah,
especially. It came out 1 year before.
It came out in 2010.
It doesn't matter. It was the most popular game in the fucking world during this time.
I'm putting it on the fucking list, all right? It's on the list. I get it. I agree. It made esports popular. I get it. Pridge, please give us. Oh, wait, you gave us Destiny. It's my turn. Sorry. Which one of these do I want to bring up first?
I still have some bangers.
Yeah, so do I. Historically, we don't have a lot of Xbox show on here, but
Halo
the Master Chief Collection.
It's just a bunch of games that already came out.
That's cheating.
Yeah, you can't re-release a bunch of games and say defined shit.
Hear me out. It's not just because it came out. So,
I'd rather not.
Listen. The Master Chief Collection did a few things. One.
Did four things or five things. It's five different games.
It is like five different games. I honestly think Master Chief Collection was one of the biggest pushing forces behind remasters this generation. Which is a very generation-defining thing.
I agree with you on that. But...
additionally, in terms of Microsoft and as consumers, the Master Chief Collection was one of the first-party games to really care about PC. And move towards, let's make console games available on PC. It's a weak argument. I'm aware of that. Yeah.
I see your point for like a traditional console exclusive being added and like being pushed for PC
and being
but...
successful too.
Yeah, but I feel like honestly, it didn't define the genre mostly because it's a game that's already out. So like any like lasting impact that it has is kind of outweighed by the fact of like, yes, it's Halo. You're familiar. You're aware that Halo is good, consumer.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I couldn't put Halo 5 on here because I don't think it was that good, but...
there you go.
Hey guys,
what about Evolve?
Alternatively, what about, like, Forza Horizon 4, I guess?
I do not know anything about car games, so if anyone wants to talk about that, go ahead. I don't know. I have no information to tell you.
I know Forza, I think, is the premier racing franchise
at this point.
But
and I think with Horizon 4 they did a lot of new stuff for racing games, not only with like the open world, but they have a lot of weird like licensed tie-ins. Like they have fucking Lego. In a premier racing sim game.
They had a level where you could drive the Warthog from Halo.
Yeah, well, that's just because they own it, but... I mean, like...
I feel
like we needed to talk about Xbox. I know they have been weak and kind of pathetic this gen. I just felt like someone had to bring it up, so I'm taking that bullet.
I would rather put Ori on there than Halo the Master Chief Collection.
That's fair.
I'd rather put a lot of things on there above Halo the Master Chief Collection. It's literally just a bunch of games that already came out.
That's fair. I made my argument. It's now Ori.
Yeah, Ori's up there. Ori. I'm cool with Ori being up there.
Yeah. This is. You guys could have some blowback on this, but I think you gotta give it to it. Pokemon Go.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Yep.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, didn't think about that because it's.
I mostly pretend mobile games don't exist, but you can't deny the craze around what Pokemon Go and what it
literally
did.
Literally one of the biggest cultural phenomena to ever happen.
You were going to say you cannot deny that Pokemon Go exists.
He's right, I can't.
As much as you may want to try, Pokemon Go is a thing.
You're right.
And we can't fight that, no matter how hard we try.
All right. Chris, go.
Monster Hunter World.
Here's the thing. I put Resident Evil 7, but I said Monster Hunter World is also fine, as like games that essentially revived Capcom and made them extremely important again.
you make a very solid argument there, one that I find hard to fight. My one thing why I would say Monster Hunter World is over RE7 is that so many people are like now care about Monster Hunter, whereas prior to us, it was Japan and people who had played the Monster Hunter games.
Also, isn't Monster Hunter World wildly more successful than RE7?
Yes.
Yeah, that game sold like it sold so much they didn't know what to do. That's not a joke. They were like
so much they took 2 years to release an expansion, and by the time nobody really cared. But sure,
yeah. Monster Hunter World
sold so much that Capcom was like, we didn't project anywhere near this amount of sales. We're confused by the number of sales.
By March 2020, Monster Hunter World sold 15.5 million copies, and it is Capcom's best-selling game of all time.
Exactly. If anything revived Capcom, it was that fucking game.
It's so wild, because that franchise meant jack shit in the West, and then suddenly this game becomes their best-selling game. Because
they released a multiplayer game on a fucking handheld in the West. That's a death knell. You're not gonna do well.
He said, "Hey, that PlayStation 4, it's selling a lot. What if we put our game on that instead?"
Yeah, and then should we put that on PC too? Wait 2 years.
Jesus,
I thought it was just a year.
It was a year. It was a full calendar year. But like Christ's sake.
Yeah, it was too long. Bridge.
How are we feeling about some of the big ones like Horizon Zero Dawn or God of War?
I have Horizon's on my list.
I have God of War on my list, not Horizon.
I have not played either of those games. I just know they were really big.
I was gonna say Horizon, just because for the love of Christ, we needed a new IP this gen, and the coward at every game company, you're like, well, I don't want to be the one to make the new IP that bombs.
This is a recency bias question, but what about Ghost of Tsushima instead of Horizon?
Yeah, honestly, Ghost is unequivocally a better game and a new IP.
I agree with that, but I think if it's this close to the end of a console cycle, it's hard to say that it defined a console cycle.
That's totally fair.
I guess that's fair. I just don't picture Horizon as a defining game because I don't think it did anything new, other than it was a different IP.
I would also say it didn't do anything new. It just did everything fucking amazing.
Think about the fact that like during this console cycle, when you're seeing ads for these consoles, what are the games you're seeing? Horizon's on that list.
Yeah, I mean, so is fucking Bugsnax. That doesn't mean it's a generation defining game.
I'd argue.
I think Bugsnax will be a generation defining game, it will define my nightmares for the next generation.
Are we talking about Bugsnax?
Talking about Bugsnax? All right, I want to just do some quick hits and see how you feel about it, because they're weird, and I just want to see how you feel. Cyberpunk 2077.
No. It's not, fuck you.
Not because
it's
strictly,
not out yet. It's,
I know. I know. I just want to, just hear me out. Because it's not out yet. It's been in development for literally like a decade. We've known about it for the entire generation, and it's been on everyone's mind. The entire generation.
I don't think it was on anyone's mind until like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I literally didn't know this game existed.
That's fair. I don't want it on here. I just thought it was worth mentioning.
Also, we're talking about shit that's been on everyone's mind, and I'd start saying Kingdom Hearts 3 should be on here.
No, on mine for positive reasons. On mine for positive reasons.
I would say the real game to be on this list is Delays. Not a game, but it's your first fucking
That's time just generation. This year.
I would say Crunch.
That's 2020. Crunch, defines 2020. Other ones.
Should Red Dead Redemption 2 be on here because it
redefined
that game, Crunch?
No. Other games. So this is a trio I wanted to mention for bad reasons. Mass Effect Andromeda, Fallout 76, and Anthem.
No.
for bad reasons.
I get it. They were bad.
No, for the reasons of they were representative of. Like pilfering life service games. Well, I guess not Andromeda,
games with huge amount of hype that failed to deliver so spectacularly.
I wouldn't say a cultural moment. Fallout 76 had a lot of hype, but the other two, yeah. I just felt like it was mentioning, even though they were basically all flops.
I actually had Anthem on my list as of like the defining. It's so weird that we're now in a period where it can be like, this is this massive AAA game, and everyone's just like, eh.
Generation defining game, No Man's Sky. How do we feel about that one?
I still literally know nothing about that game.
I think
people talked about it a bunch, but I still don't
think it's that big. I need to replay that game. That is one of the other games that if it's in the wee hours of the morning during Extra Life, I'll probably play it.
I really want to replay it because they've added so much fun.
They've added so much.
I've never played it. I'm excited to play it.
I actually kind of like that pick, but I just don't know enough about it.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Put it on there. Who gives a shit?
It's a redemption arc.
Well, I'll cut it out.
Who's gonna stop us?
Us.
Me.
Okay. One other one. I guess two other ones I want to mention. Life is Strange.
It did nothing. I didn't play it, so okay. I can't do it.
Really, I mean, it had a cool story, but I'm not exactly certain what it defined.
It was like taking that kind of shitty Telltale way of making games.
Telltale better than Telltale.
It was taking that shitty thing of Telltale games and making everything about it better.
If it had any impact, including on the sequel to itself, I'd be inclined to agree with you, but it's
simple.
That's kind of fair. The other one I wanted to mention, same vein as Pokemon Go, Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Oh, yeah.
I was considering that one. It's one of those things where it's only been out for, what, 7 months?
Definitely recency bias, and there's definitely COVID bias in Animal Crossing New Horizons, but like,
I
feel like over the past 7 years, we can't talk about games without talking about that one.
I think that similar.
I think you could actually.
Yeah, I think similarly how we joked about Persona now becoming Atlas's, like, that is their franchise. I think Animal Crossing
could,
because it
do the
literally
same
sold 20 million copies, is now going to be one of Nintendo's like top IPs.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, I'm cool with that being on there.
Anyone else have a quick hit to add before we
Firewatch?
No, I put Gone Home.
an effort in like legitimizing the walking sim as a genre that we care about.
It'll be cut, but I'll put it on here.
I put Gone Home instead of Firewatch. I think Gone Home did more to the franchise. To help
that is only you think that because you love Gone Home.
These are quick hits. Move on.
Fine. Not a good solid five.
Oh, that's actually a good one.
That's
correct.
Death Stranding is that's on my list. No. So I also put it on stay now. We're talking about Metal Gear.
Put Death Stranding
on there?
It's defining in the fact that people cared so much about this game.
I got so mad
when it came out.
I will literally fight to the teeth to make sure Death Stranding's not on this
Me
list.
Me too. Don't worry. I fucking hate that game.
They don't have to be good games.
We
got excited. It came out that everyone stopped caring 5 minutes later. That doesn't define anything. We just talked about it a lot.
It's also not really influenced anything.
2 years, every time people dropped the trailer, all anyone was talking about. How many?
Yeah, and that's because they're wrong and they're bad about life.
I'm gonna be real. I was fucking hype as shit for that game, and it was the biggest disappointment I've ever had.
You were all foolish to be hyped about a game that they refused to show you gameplay about. You should have all known. You should all know when they spent 2 years not showing you gameplay. You should have all known it's because there was no good gameplay.
Yeah, you got it. From that
I'm not going to argue against you on that one, yeah.
He's right. The man's right.
Dave, I can't believe you didn't put this one on here yet. Beat Saber.
It's on my list. I was going to mention it just now.
Oh, okay.
I don't care about VR. I refuse to care about VR until
it
works.
It's the only legitimized VR game.
Yeah, sure. It can go on the list as the only VR game work.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's putting Guitar Hero on the PlayStation list.
Yeah, it's we'll have 11 for this. It'll be 10 plus Beat Saber.
Really, 10 for this? Oh, fuck.
It's always
cut.
It's always the rhythm games. The last one I want to mention is Celeste.
Here's the thing. I thought about putting it on there. I don't think it makes the cut.
Yeah, I like Celeste a lot. But
my argument for it is game that shows it can be difficult while being fair.
and encouraging.
It sell very well too.
I also want to say it really helped reinvigorize like platformers, especially story based, especially platformers with stories,
and like also like modern platformers that are designed. Yeah. Or the speed, like, not for, but like, with speedrunning in mind.
I don't even think it's speedrunning.
I actually do like Celeste on this list.
It's like platformers where it's like, oh, you don't have to, like, we're not going to make you reload the whole level again. Like, that's relatively new for platforming, sad as it is.
I'm fine to put it on there. I think it's going to end up being cut.
Probably.
Super Mario Odyssey?
No.
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 Okay.
Also, you wrote Celceste.
Celceste. Now he wrote Celceste.
Celceste.
All right, are we good? Any other quick ones, and then we'll start cutting shit.
I'm gonna throw this one out there. Y'all can totally say no to it. Titanfall 2.
No one played it, so no.
That's fine.
Do we put it on there just for release?
I fucking adore that game. It kicks ass. It's probably the best first person shooter I've ever played. It's why would we not just talk about just have Apex up there?
It's here.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, already have Apex. Yeah. Why the fuck's we need Titanfall 2?
All right, we need to cut this shit down to 10. So
10.
You guys have a better number?
That is such a 20. Small
20. So we just like cut all this shit and then we're done.
How many do we have?
Sorry, these aren't actually 10. These are all 9. That's fuck that. I'm moving shit. Hang on.
We have 20. We have 28 right now.
28? Fine. Yeah. I'm probably cutting 8. I don't know if I can cut 18.
Let's start cutting and see where we go. All
right. Okay. In terms of cutting, I don't think walking sims are important enough to gaming to be on here, period. And I love Firewatch was great. I fucking enjoyed the show.
I would
kill both walking sims.
That's fine.
I would say that walking sim, like, it was a huge part of the last gen, but I don't think it's going further.
Yeah,
it's hard to take that genre further when the whole point is the gameplay is simple.
Yeah, no. I'm saying like I don't think walking sims are gonna like make a big pushback in the
console
cycle. If they want to take that genre further, they have to start making running sims.
Whoa. Yeah. Swimming sims.
They're called endless runners. Now,
first of all, swimming sims is Abzu.
Okay, that's true.
Abzu is Bloodborne sim. Over Dark Souls 1.
It shouldn't be on the list.
for reasons discussed, Bloodborne is the stand-in for the entire Souls genre there.
Alright. I feel like these first four are like locked in, right?
I could argue against Bloodborne, but I'll wait until later.
I will not. I think those four are definitely.
If Bloodborne is not on there, a Souls game is on there.
You know, those four are safe to me.
Like, there's so many games that would not exist.
We're not giving Zach this. You are wrong to not have Bloodborne on this list.
I mean, I'll take a Dark Souls because they obviously sold better and are arguably more influential. But
two isn't this console cycle, and three. Three, honestly, I don't think had that much of an impact.
That's fair. So Bloodborne it is. All right. What are our definites out of here? And let's pick it. I feel like 20 is too many, right? 20.
I'm down to go through each one and see what should be cut, basically. All
right. Overwatch, we have Apex on here. I'm getting rid of Titanfall. We talked about
Titanfall
this.
2 can be gone.
Yeah, yeah, you can get rid of Titanfall 2.
I didn't realize that it was actually on the list still.
Minecraft is top 3.
Yeah, I don't think Shovel Knight should be on this list.
I agree with you.
I backed that fucking game, and I don't think it should be on this list.
I don't think Shovel Knight should be on here.
I think Undertale is more important. That's fine. Or more generation defining, I should say.
Yeah, I was also thinking about putting Stardew on here, which I feel is also more important than Shovel Knight. All right.
That's a good pick, but yeah, no.
Where Undertale should 100% be on this list, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Undertale has been on this list.
Okay. We're gonna be doing some cutting and pasting.
Does Ori need to be on this list?
I put it in place of
I know.
Here's really quick, because we do have something happening in the chat. 8-Ball is saying Minecraft should 100% be on this list. And at first, I agree with Dapper that no, it came out in it was released in 2011.
It also was playable before 2011. Oh god, that's kind of true.
Wait, sorry, what was the last point there?
League of Legends is on the list.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm cool with getting rid of League of Legends. Actually,
okay. I'm not. I don't agree with that at all. It was the most popular game in the world.
Also, it's got the same Dark Souls argument of like it made MOBAs a thing, which largely came out at the beginning of the gen. It has the esports implications. It's still one of the biggest world like games in the world even now.
Like, I think it's ludicrous to say, even if we're going by console cycles, to pick a period of time, at one point, for multiple years, the game was the most popular and most played game in the world.
I think that's true.
Either we keep League of Legends and we have to add Minecraft, or we get rid of both of them.
No, because I think you can differentiate those. I think you can say League of Legends, what it did for esports in the last several years.
Apol says LeBron James spans over two generations.
Correct. He's correct.
I think Kobe is a better example of that, but okay.
After Minecraft, I don't know. I'm torn on Minecraft because to a certain degree, I do get it.
I think to Minecraft. A certain degree,
what's truthfully like super outside of, I mean, I know they're updating, but what's super changed about Minecraft in the last 7 years?
Fundamentally not much, but in like overall.
They're
updating it, but nothing's fundamentally changed. I think say League of Legends fundamentally changed esports in the last five years.
It did. So one thing a couple things I'll give Minecraft. One, the inclusions of like code blocks and stuff is legitimately being used to teach people coding. Like a whole new generation. Another one is like, while Minecraft is not big for our generation, people below us, younger than us, like grew up on Minecraft. They grew up on Minecraft, and like, I feel like that defines their generation as people, which I would think should put on the list.
Listen, I'm fine with putting it on the list. I'm just saying it.
Personally, I think they both go on.
I think Minecraft should be on too.
I think they both go on, personally.
Put it on.
All right.
Replace Ori with Minecraft.
I'm not joking. I'm fine with that.
Get Ori out of here. We know it's not going to be cut, so what are we doing? It's a great game.
I would get rid of Celeste before I get rid of Ori.
I'd get rid of Ori way before Celeste.
I agree with you.
There are a ton of other Metroidvanias happening.
All right, so I think, but going to the list, I think Nier, Persona, and Destiny are, well, I don't know. I think those three are safe, too.
I think Nier and Destiny are...
They're, like, mid-tier for me.
Waver on Persona compared to the other two.
Out of three of those, Destiny, I think, absolutely should be on them.
I agree with that.
It just needs to be on there. I'm done with that.
I actually kind of agree. I think either Nier or Persona could be off that list. I think Persona's probably more genre defining as like a game. I would say Nier is more genre defining as what it did for the gaming community, i.e. cosplay.
Type in 2B, man.
Listen,
what do you fucking want from
Pokemon Go is 100% in though, right?
Pokemon Go is like, it's on Fortnite next to the fucking thumbnail in this goddamn video.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, are we saying Persona and not Nier? I'm kind of on board with Persona and not Nier. As much as I like Nier more than Persona.
I love both of these games, but if we had to cut one, I would say to cut Nier.
Okay.
I would say Persona.
Yeah, I'd say to cut Persona.
I mean, I would prefer to not cut either, frankly.
I mean,
both important to the gen.
Yeah, I mean, can we come back to those?
We can come back. Celeste,
Death Stranding can be off the list now. That's fine.
Death Stranding can be off the list.
Even if I think its lasting effect will be, we're going to see a huge, we haven't even seen it, but a bigger influx of games with real person as character.
I think God did that before Death Stranding.
And it's going to be to no one's benefit. I don't see why that's so appealing to people.
It's going to be bad.
It's going to be a whole bad thing, Prince, but like, that's our fucking future.
And you guys weren't on board with Celeste, right?
I mean, I don't love it as like a defining game of the genre. It's a great game that came out in this genre.
Depends on how, again, it depends on how far we're going down, dude. I honestly do think there's a lot to say about Celeste as combining a lot of old school platforming with new trends in gaming.
Also, the idea of like, this is a very simple, small indie game, like it's just a platformer, but it is an incredibly well thought out and very carefully done commentary on depression.
Yeah.
Okay. Looking at the list we have on the right.
Let's do it this way.
Okay.
And Zach, you can chime in after this.
I was gonna say,
what goes from the right to the left 100%?
Monster Hunter World saved Capcom. It also turned. Capcom. Get on that fucking list. It's so many copies.
That's what I agree, but that doesn't make it a generation-defining game.
I would argue that it does.
I think it is a generation-defining game.
If
a shitload of people on the generation bought it, that is a generation-defying game.
Yeah.
Well, we just put Call of Duty on here, which it's not, because none of us played it.
I was going to say, but we're not putting all the NBA and CODs on, because fuck that shit.
God damn it.
Yeah. Disclaimer. None of the COD or NBA games are going on here. Sorry, people. Or FIFA, even though really FIFA probably should be on here.
I'm not sorry. I want to make that fair.
Yeah, I'm not sorry at all. Re-releasing the same game with a new skin 10 times is not.
Listen, if you're watching this podcast, you get it.
if we put League of Legends and Minecraft on there, we have to put GTA 5 on the left list too.
Fuck, you're right.
He's right.
I hate it, but you're right.
That was my next one that has to go all the way over.
Yeah, he's right. Cracked.
Can we agree to put Beat Saber on just like
that's the bonus. That's the bonus.
The bonus spot. One, right? Okay.
Yeah.
that's the VR corner. It's that Half-Life Alyx.
Beat Saber can be the fake, not real one.
I love that this is just gonna be a thing now. Every time we make a list, it's gonna have a bonus rhythm game.
Can we get rid of Metal Gear Solid 5?
Yes, I was gonna say, I don't think Metal Gear Solid 5 deserves to be on this list.
Really?
When I'm looking at the left list, I'm not seeing where Metal Gear Solid 5 is on the level as those.
I love Metal Gear. I think what MGS 5 defined for this generation was kind of a bullshit thing where it was like director fame for video games, where it was like everyone was so mad about like everything Konami did and all that shit.
I don't know, a lot of other stuff like the open world didn't suck. It had
I think the engine is literally one of the best engines to come out.
That's true.
The weapon system. One of the best third person shooters I've ever played in terms of feel and control too.
It literally is Breath of the Wild but with guns. Like as far as the mechanics go, like it gives you many options to solve every problem, and
fuck. Was Far Cry 3 this gen?
No.
I think so.
Okay, good. Far Cry 3 was last gen.
You're right. If it was this gen, it would be on this list, though.
2012.
Far Cry 3. Barely missed. All right. So we've got 10 right now.
Yeah. So what? Keep this 10, go to 15.
Let's go to 15.
So we have to cut 5.
Oh, we put Monster Hunter. We said we already put Monster Hunter over.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Oh, I thought all of us argued against saving Capcom as an excuse for it to be in its.
Yeah,
I'm still okay with it going over.
My argument was that, okay, how about the tremendous sales?
Well, and then the other argument was if it's tremendous sales, our entire list is fucking wrong because these are not the best selling games.
I mean, a lot of them are.
That's fair.
Witcher 3 sold a shitload. Destiny sold a shitload.
I mean, not in comparison.
I don't think League of Legends has sold any copy.
It has. I bought the physical copy.
Did you actually?
I did.
You fucking rube.
Whoa. Well, that was my first free to play game. I didn't understand what that was, so I bought it.
That's hilarious.
Well, it means that it's free to play.
Well, I didn't. It was more that like I didn't understand that it was free to play. It's like, is this a demo? Do I buy the full game? Then I bought it.
If I buy this disc, it's free afterwards.
Hilariously, if I were to sell my account, it's worth a lot more because you got a special skin if you bought the physical copy of the game. But
yeah, what one did you get?
Silver Kale.
Silver Kale. Nice, yeah. Nice.
Okay, so.
So we need 4 more? Oh, no, yeah, wait.
5, because I have a title up here for some reason. World. You know, fuck this. We're deleting that. There we go. Now we need 5 more.
Wait, so are we saving Must on her or not?
Oh, I still vote yes.
Fine. Fine. I'm outnumbered. That's fine.
I say,
as much as I love No Man's Sky being on this list, I don't think it should be on this list.
I agree. I could go back on it, though.
No, I agree.
No Man's Sky is weird. It's a game I want to root for and have no intention of playing. But I'm like, come on, No Man's Sky, you can do it.
I think Overwatch goes.
Overwatch has to be over there. I don't like it. It's a bad game, but it is
not.
It is the premier fucking hero shooter.
I am wringing my hands in that one, but
so many people
want Rusty in the chat. What is this list?
The pure amount, the pure waifu potential. Like, you just put it over there.
The pure amount of SFM porn.
All right. We need three more. We need three more.
I think Nier is the next in my mind.
I want Persona 5. I want it. I want it on that.
I would put Nier, Persona. I would put Nier, Persona, and Enter the Gungeon.
I think you're all fucking wild for Enter the Gungeon.
Yeah, I would say Nier.
You just hate roguelike.
No, I think it's an indie game and it's a roguelike, and it didn't do anything that pushed roguelikes.
It did though. It's super revitalized roguelikes.
They never died.
They were.
Sorry. Let me rephrase. Since Rogue Legacy and Binding of Isaac, they have not died. You are insane.
But those two didn't push them into the forefront.
Yes, they did. You're insane.
No, not to the same degree, though. Not nearly to the same degree as Enter the Gungeon.
Binding of Isaac has sold way more than Gungeon.
Yeah. Although, Binding of Isaac,
it did have seven different versions of
it. It did, but
I bought three of them.
Binding of Isaac was way more important than Enter the Gungeon.
I agree with that.
I like Gungeon a lot. I think it makes sense for this. I think it's kind of weird that we don't have a roguelike on this list, considering that this was a generation of a bajillion and eight roguelikes.
I think there were too many roguelikes.
I think that's kind of the thing where it's like, if
there are also too many MOBAs and too many hero shooters.
Well, and I think there's a clear defining game that started it that's still in play, which is not true for roguelikes. I honestly think, in terms of revitalizing roguelikes, from what I understand, Dead Cells is much more popular than Enter the Gungeon. That might be recency bias.
I would say I think that's the case if you're a Twitch streamer.
I think Dead Cells.
I think sales-wise, Enter the Gungeon is probably leagues ahead. Okay, well, hold on. Let's start killing these guys one by one, and I refuse to let Gungeon die quite yet.
Can we kill Horizon?
Let's talk about it from top to the bottom. Horizon Zero Dawn, love it. I hate that we don't have a single fucking new IP on here that isn't called fucking Undertale. I guess Bloodborne. But just.
League of Legends was new when it came out. Oh, Minecraft was new.
I don't know if
Overwatch was new too.
I don't know if League of Legends. Oh yeah, Overwatch. I forgot. It wasn't the second line there. I don't know if I can call League of Legends intellectual property. It's certainly property.
April is blessed over all of these games.
I agree with April. I think Celeste is more important than Enter the Gungeon.
I do not think. I think
Celeste is definitely more important than Enter the Gungeon.
Then why are we talking about Enter the Gungeon?
Hold on. I don't think Celeste. I don't think Gungeon makes the cut. I'm not happy about that. I don't think Celeste makes the cut, y'all.
I'm fine with that.
That's fair. I just don't think. I'm fine if they both don't make it. I'm salty if Gungeon makes it.
Then are we feeling good about Nier and Persona then?
Well, yeah, we have three spots left.
Yeah, we have three spots.
Hold on. First of all, Animal Crossing, just put it over there. Just put the fuck over there.
No, don't put it over there.
Why? Are you kidding me?
All right.
If we're taking Animal Crossing off, fuck Monster Hunter World.
What does that have to do with anything?
Your sales argument. That's literally your whole argument for Monster Hunter.
That's not my whole argument.
It's not my whole argument. It's a large part of my argument. Let's get that.
I would put Stardew Valley over Animal Crossing.
You'd be wrong. As much as I love Stardew more than Animal Crossing.
Rusty, 2013. I would say, I think Nier has to go on this list of the games we have left. I think Nier is the
most. I think Persona had a bigger splash than Nier.
I think Nier had a bigger splash than Persona.
I mean, this is the kind of thing where my same thought with Celeste here is I think, like, in the heavier gaming community, Celeste had a bigger impression, but I think too, like, a lot more, like a casual RPG fan would play Persona, they're not gonna play.
I don't know. I've seen.
I don't actually know about that. Because Persona's long as fuck. And weird.
Well, I mean, I can say for perspective, in this fucking very apartment, I tried to get Vic to play Nier. She was not feeling it. Put her on 5 minutes Persona 5. She was fucking hooked on it.
I'll say this. Japan had to vote on what was the three best games of the Meiji era.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
And they listed Nier Automata as one of the three. It was Nier, Chrono Trigger, and Breath of the Wild.
Oh, they put those there and scrap the rest. I don't care anymore.
No, I do.
I put both of them over there.
Do we put both of them and kill the other three?
I mean, I would still...
Yeah, whatever.
My passion wants to replace Animal Crossing with one of those three beautiful children
so
there.
So does mine. You guys don't seem to be on board with that. So.
No, you're wrong. I like one of these games more than Animal Crossing. But it's not
like
as
defining. I like all three of these games more than Animal Crossing.
I like them all more. I can't say they define the genre. Although,
no.
I think Apex might honestly...
Yeah, man. I honestly would feel that Apex deserves more than Animal Crossing.
It's there.
Don't get me wrong. Animal Crossing was chill catharsis during a bad time, but like...
Animal Crossing was such a, like... It's the same thing as Pokemon Go to a smaller scale. Like, it was such a moment in the generation where just fucking everyone was playing Animal Crossing. It didn't matter who you were. It didn't matter if you were, like, a hardcore gamer. It didn't matter if you were someone who's never played any other game in your life. You bought a Switch and you're playing Animal Crossing.
Legitimately, a friend of mine from college who does not play any video games at all became friends with me on my Switch through Facebook connections or whatever, and I literally was playing Breath of the Wild the other night and saw that she was playing Animal Crossing, and I was like, Jesus God, still?
Still? So people are still into it, like hundreds upon hundreds of hours. Like,
yeah. And they're still updating it, still doing stuff. People are still into it.
I wish Minecraft was on this fucking list. We could play Apex on there. That's where I'm at.
We're gonna be stuck at two. We're gonna be stuck at 2v2 ties on anything else.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's just me and Bridge versus.
Yeah, and the guy who made the list is just gonna outrule us because he's got the fucking Excel sheets.
Wait. What if we get rid of the bonus Beat Saber and put something else?
The bonus Beat Saber is a thing now.
The bonus rhythm game is just gonna be here for every list we make.
The honorary rhythm games refuse. Zach, when it's like franchise, when it's like top franchises of all time, we can put fucking what's the one that keeps being released? Not Dance, it's Revolution.
Just Dance.
Just Dance. Oh, it can be Just Dance in the bonus rhythm section.
Baron in the chat, I'm with you, dude. I have Celeste mugs. I have a fucking Celeste hoodie pin. I fucking love that game. I want it to be on here. It's not going to make it. If I were biased, Celeste would be on here, right?
I'm surprised we also didn't put God of War. I don't think you ever actually wrote it down.
Oh, I forgot to write it down, but... What would rid of?
I don't know if I would have put it on this list.
Yeah, I would have put it on this. I would have put it on this list and got rid of it later.
Yeah. I think that's the case.
I personally would have gotten rid of Monster Hunter, but that's just me.
One other thing, just as a fuck you. What about The Last of Us Part 1 remastered?
No, don't pull that. Get the remastered
cheap collection on.
Yeah, and you guys took it out immediately. I knew it wasn't gonna stay. Yeah. I was very aware it wasn't going to stay. Rusty, we talked about Dark Souls. Watch the vlog. It's at the beginning, I swear.
Yeah, we talked about Dark Souls, decided Bloodborne gets its spot as a representation of the Soulsborne series.
All right. That is our 15 plus a bonus generation defining games. We got the Fortnite. We got the Fortnite, the Breath of the Wild 7/10 out of 10. We got the Bloodborne, Witcher 3, Undertale, League of Legends, Minecraft, Destiny 2, Pokemon Go, GTA 5, Monster Hunter World, Overwatch, Animal Crossing New Horizons, Nier Automata, and Persona 5. Are we biased? Because a bunch of us play Japanese games, probably, but you know.
But you know who else does? Japan.
Also, sorry, Japan makes a lot of fucking video games.
They're just, if people are in the West and they don't play them, they're like, where the fuck's my FIFA? We went over this. Honestly, if you're watching this podcast, you probably know FIFA's not on here, right?
I'll wait until somebody in our comments is like, oh, where's my FIFA? Nobody watching us is like, I'm a sports
guy. That's my point. I just made the point.
Anyone that does play them isn't going to like, I'm not going to.
We are going way too long. So if you are watching this on YouTube, we've had people in the chat bugging us on this the whole time. If you're on YouTube and you think our picks are shit, let us know in the comments. Give us a like, even if you don't like our stuff, or dislike. I don't actually think it matters on the YouTube algorithm. You're helping us out either way, baby.
No, yeah, dislikes don't matter.
Give us a like. That's cool.
Down. Vote this down. Timestamp it right now and say I hate that guy, Chris. Get him off the fucking show.
Do it.
Denevian, I know you just got here. Since Fortnite was the first thing we talked about, and we talked about PUBG. I'm not gonna go over it again.
Yeah, we talked about PUBG.
Check out the Twitch VOD, or you can check out this when it goes up on YouTube probably Monday. So with that, if you liked our stuff, if you have your own list of top 15 because you think ours is trash, put it in the comments. That'd be cool. Be cool to see what we got.
Roast you or give you a big thumbs up if you agree
roast
with me.
Roast all of us. It's fine. We all know that our opinions are shit. So anyone have any plugs before we close this shit out?
Our Extra Life stream next Saturday. We're going to be giving away up to 70 video games and raising money for kids with cancer.
Yeah, I have executive decided we're starting at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on
basically, if you
November
don't
7th.
Watch this, you are saying you're pro kids with cancer.
Basically,
you're pro cancer for kids. Fuck.
Instead of being Extra Life, you're Afterlife. That's what you are.
Oh, no.
That's a callback joke to Around the Monitor yesterday.
Yeah. I thought I said the worst thing.
But seriously, come join, watch. We're going to do viewer games too, so come join us. Anything else to plug? Anybody?
Nope. No. So tired.
All right, cool. This has been Around the Monitor. Thank you, everyone in Twitch chat, for watching. Thank you, YouTube people, for watching. This should be on podcast soon, so thank you, podcast people, for watching or listening. You can't watch. Listening, whatever. You get the idea.
For watching the waveform the whole time.
All right. This has been Around the Controller. Have a nice rest of your day, everybody.
Peace.
Bye.